This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dead.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
It is outside the box time. It's outside, hopefully, outside the state of wherever we are. Where are we, TMB?
I think we're both in California, brother. I'm out of Tennessee, and you're out of Florida, and we've gathered in Cali.
And we're out of our minds, but we're here to get, we just got to keep bringing the healing. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do that no matter where we are, won't we?
That's right, and we're headed to California Jam, and it is going to be incredible. We have a lot of healing events on the horizon, on the calendar. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, of course, as they always are at robertscottbell.com. TMB out in California beforehand, before me even. Why? Because the next round from the truth about cancer to the truth about detoxification and more.
Yeah, we got a lot of truth to shed some light on this year. The truth about detox will be coming up in July, and while we're out here in Cali, I'll be talking to you a little bit about the detox, and then we got truth about vaccines coming on later in the year, or the first of next year. That's going to be a mammoth project, and we'll also be connecting on that one as well.
Yeah, it'll be huge. Plus, our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be with us at California Jam, and she's always got more to add, as researched as anybody on planet Earth about the subject.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting an interview with Sherry while we're out here about vaccines for the truth about vaccines, whenever it is that we do end up airing it. And I don't know when that's going to be yet. We're going to give it enough time to do it right.
It's got to percolate, man. The information on this and the way it's going to be presented is unlike any other way it's ever been done, because that's the way TMB rolls.
Well, that's what we want. You know, it deserves that kind of, time and effort to do it right. I've seen some specials on this topic, and there've been some good stuff out there, but there's nothing that's been put together like we're going to do it. And so we just got to make sure we have the right people, the right time, and it's going to really impact the world for the better.
Yeah. So we're together, a 1-2 punch, if you will, for the Cal Jam this coming Saturday. And, you know, you got loads of slides. I got loads of slides. We're going to have to be really diligent and on our game to deliver them in, like, 25-minute segments.
There is no way, man. 25. Are you serious? I'm not even warmed up in 25 minutes.
I know. I mean, by that time, we're, like, just getting the sweat on, maybe. But I think it's going to be a fun crowd, because whatever we throw out there, they're going to be just so geeked up for it. First of all, holistically inclined, already ready to embrace it. And, of course, there's a lot of fun music that's going to be played in between sets of speakers. And then I think we're on after lunch, so hopefully – well, I know hopefully about it. I know we're going to rock them, too.
You are on right at – I'm on after lunch, then you're right after me. So I think we'll rock them that afternoon for sure. What's the title of your lecture? The title of mine is Conspiracies, Cancer, Cannabis, and Chiropractors.
Yeah, Billy D said yours is the best title of the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt it is. I'm not bragging. It won't be the best lecture, but it's the best title.
you don't have to even show up with a title like that.
It literally came to me in a dream. I woke up in the middle of the night a few weeks ago, and I was like, that's what I'm calling it, Conspiracies, Cancer, Chiropractic, and Cannabis. Because it... You know, we know that there's been conspiracies to suppress cancer. We've documented them. We know that there have been conspiracies to suppress chiropractic. That was in the 1989 ruling Wilt versus AMA. And, we know that there have been conspiracies about suppressing cannabis. We've talked about that at length. So you know, that was just the perfect title. Now I just hope that the lecture is as interesting as the title.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go all lame on us. No, there's not a chance of that. No problem at all. So, yeah, I'm going to, you know, he wanted something really scientific sounding so that they could get CMEs or, you know, continuing medical education units.
Yeah.
Or, and so I had to go with something like iatrogenic enterocolitis, right? Talking about doctor-caused gut inflammation and how to recover it, which, you know, is a wheelhouse topic for me. But I think these doctors of chiropractic have not heard this side of how to heal the gut, and I think they're going to enjoy it.
They haven't. I might, you know, I may just surprise the crowd and call you up on stage briefly while during my lecture.
we'll see what we can do. I think out there you can bring cannabis onto the stage or something, so it'll be an interesting time.
I may not be able to see you through the smog.
Who knows? This is our first time there, but everybody I've talked to, I mean, there's some great lecturers. There's some very smart people that are going to be joining us there and bringing it. And, you know, plus the music, plus the parties and things. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And that will be our warm-up to head to Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is, you know, I'm just so stoked about that, too, and appreciative of our good friend Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, for helping us get connected there, because the Canadian tour, we've got a lot of fans in Canada.
Yeah, you know, we really do. It's going to be a blast, too. That Total Health Canada that weekend is going to rock. The exhibit hall is enormous. There's tons of exhibitors. There's, you know, we're going to show a different episode of The Truth About Cancer on Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun. I'm on some kind of a TV show up there. I think it's called Breakfast in Toronto, and they just emailed me this week, and I was supposed to be on it like between 8 and 9 a.m. on Friday morning, and now they said, can you show up at 5:30 a.m.?
What?
I guess.
All right. Well, have the kids wake you up, okay?
I'm not quite as excited about the 5:30 thing, but I'll do it anyway.
Right, of course. Now, I might have to borrow one or two of your kids just to keep up with everything, because we've got all our booths right next to each other. I got Rachel Parent on the GMO issue. We got the Doc of Detox with us, and we got you and your family. And, we've got Unlock the Power to Heal. We got Cancer Step Outside the Box, of course, as well. And so many folks are going to be absorbing that information. In fact, we got an email from a listener in Canada, I believe, Carrie. And I mentioned this on the air yesterday, but I should say this to you. She says she's been listening for 6 years. She loves all the information. Your team is the best. Love Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays. And, of course, Batar is on Mondays. You're on Wednesday. So you're in the game for Carrie there. And Sundays, I don't know why. We just have a good time on Sundays. And then she mentions selenium, vitamin K, vitamin D, magnesium, my best friends. And looking forward to meeting us in T.O., which I assume is Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto, Ontario. That'll be fun. Well, good. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah, awesome. So when you're speaking on the subject of conspiracies, cancer, chiropractic, and what have I missed? Cannabis.
Cannabis, yeah.
What indeed can you deliver? I mean, like I said, I'm just wrapping my head around how much we always deliver when we're together doing these presentations. And I'm just thinking, do I speak as fast as a auctioneer, or do we just kind of – what are we going to do?
It's going to be difficult. I'm just going to try to hit them briefly, because I've done the 25-minute lectures before, and they literally are over before they start.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make sure that I hit my bullet points briefly and go to the next topic, go to the next. And, you know, I've done them before and gotten bogged down, and you get to 25 minutes and you haven't even really started. So I got to just make sure you do it quick, and not necessarily speak quickly, but just move topic to topic as quick as you can.
Sure, sure. And, you know, the other aspect of being out there, as I said, you've got – it's not like we're just going to be on when we're on the stage. There's going to be a book signing table after our lecture. And, folks, if you're coming out, our good friends at Natural Immunogenics, they make Argentin 23 for the doctors – they're going to be there, and I'm just going to say that'll be our home base when we're not at the book signing table, because otherwise I don't know if we have a place. So thanks to
and we got a ton of books coming, by the way. I just shipped a ton of books out there, and they just arrived today. So we'll be signing them here in just a couple of days at that table.
And you're for sure, we got the new expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal out there.
We did. This will be the first people that have gotten signed copies of the new expanded edition.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. So, folks, if you can't make it out, Billy D tells us there's a streaming technology you can sign up for wherever you are around the world to watch the event. It's not the same as being there, but it's still awesome. And then if you can't be there to get the book signed, then we also have the books available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and the e-book is also available, what, right now at unlockthepowertoheal.com, already the updated version.
It is, but I've still got to upload the updated version, so I have not done that yet. So it is available, but I've got to switch out the files.
Okay, all right, so that's coming. I just want to give people a heads up for when that's ready. In the meantime, let's see, what else we got to discuss? So who have you interviewed or are you about to interview so we can get a sneak preview of the next truth about, in this case, detoxification?
Well, let's see. excuse me, Ocean Robbins is going to be out there. I'm going to interview Ocean.
Oh, cool.
And I'm not sure that Ocean's going to be in the truth about detox. I'm just getting an interview with him about some, you know, he's really into the Food Revolution Network and clean food and so forth. So I'm not sure how we'll use that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mercola, Joe's going to be out there. I'm getting an interview with him about for the truth about vaccines and the truth about detox.
Very good.
Erin Elizabeth, I'll be interviewing her out there. Cherry Tenpenny for the truth about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can get my good buddy RSV to grab Andrew Wakefield, and I'm going to try to get a quick interview with him for vaccines.
Yeah, pinning down Wakefield is a challenge, but I think we're going to be able to get him. He's a good guy, and he's obviously on a mission too. And it's extraordinary what he's been through in his life, how much he's been beat up by the establishment just for identifying what he identified as a gastroenterologist. It's absolutely, his story needs to be told. And, of course, he's got a passion for revealing these truths that cannot come out in any other way, apparently.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to nail him while we're out there, nail him down and grab him for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll do it. So let's see, what else we got going on? I'm just thinking of all the – it's like, you know, when we're in the midst of these travel trips – It really is genuinely exciting. As much as it's hard to do these trips, you know, as we you know, continue on and our kids get older, we don't want to be away from home, and I think that's why it's so great that you'll be able to travel with the kids up to Canada. But there is something special about getting out and meeting with folks. There's an energy like at this event, the Cal Jam, that you cannot duplicate, even though the information you'll witness later via video or whatever, but the energy is quite electric.
Yeah, it's going to be, and I've not been to Cal Jam before, but I've seen, you know, videos that were done at Cal Jam. I've seen some of the interviews, and the energy does seem to be pretty electric out there. So I can't wait to get down to Costa Mesa.
All right, well, let's see what we're going to do. We're going to go outside the box even more. Next segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB and RSB together again, and look forward to seeing all y'all out in California. And if you don't make it there, up in T.O., as they say, Toronto. We're coming right back with more powerful healing. Check the show notes for links, including to The Truth About Cancer, which will be re-released, your opportunity coming up in April. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know the way to Costa Mesa? TLB, I hope I don't get lost getting to the Cal Jam this week. All right.
Do you know the way to Costa Mesa?
La, la, la. I think it was San Jose, but I don't think we're going there this trip. unless you want. Yeah. We can think of a lot of California songs. I think there was that one line, I forget which song it's from, they paved paradise and put in a parking lot.
Yeah, I heard that song. I can't remember who sings that song, but yeah, they paved paradise, put in the parking lot.
And that's Southern California, basically. I want to navigate something I talked about briefly yesterday. Mike Adams put a big piece, pretty pointed piece out on Ted Cruz, who claims to be, how would you say this? It gets controversial because, you know, there are so many belief systems out there, but if you profess to be a Christian, you follow the Bible. I don't follow how Ted Cruz argues that we are somehow anti-science zealots because we don't perceive that GMOs are really safe or beneficial for us or really anybody. But he went on and called millions of health-conscious Americans anti-science zealots.
You know, with me, I'm not all that impressed with Cruz anyway, so it's not like it really hurts my feelings or I'm let down that he did that. But it does show you that he's, to me, that's inconsistent. He prides himself on being the consistent conservative, but really, that's not consistent. If he claims to be a Christian that believes that we should, stick as close as possible to nature, and we shouldn't be, if you got him on the abortion issue, he'd say, in the stem cells, he'd say we shouldn't be messing with what God has made. But on the other side of the coin, he says, no, go ahead and screw with the food supply, no problem. And if you have any problem with those that mess with the food supply, you're anti-science. So to me, it's just the epitome of hypocrisy for Cruz to take that position.
A good word, hypocrisy, very appropriate in this case. By the way, I'm eating some non-GMO organic food right now just to spite him. I'm just thinking, you know, that whole concept of GMOs to feed the world. It's like, where are they selling GMOs primarily? In America.
Yeah, in the United States. And, you know, the interesting thing, I don't know if you've seen the meme that's out there of Putin, but Putin, Russia has banned GMOs. They are getting back to organics, and he had a quote also about vaccines. He said, if we could follow the Western model, something to the extent we could follow their model and poison our children with vaccines, but, you know, here in Russia, we choose not to do that. And regardless of what your politics are, the reality is Putin's got it right on GMOs and organic foods. I didn't know if that was real or not. I thought maybe that was something that was made up,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way that memes go online. So I'm Skyping with my buddy in Riga, Latvia, just yesterday, and he said, oh, no, Putin, that is Russia's position on GMOs and organics. He said, it'd be a great place to live. He said, you might want to think about moving there. It's odd coming from someone in Latvia saying, hey, you're an American, why don't you move to Russia because they have more freedom?
Isn't that bizarre? I mean, this is the turnabout. But, of course, we've got corporate fascism now in America. And as we talk about politics from time to time on this show, it's really with principle in mind, the Constitution and its basis. And the movement toward Trump, you know, it's not like the controversy is like they're saying, oh, he's an authoritarian. I'm like, show me a politician who's not an authoritarian in the 20th and 21st century other than Ron Paul or anybody similar to that, because they all want to rule and lead and basically dominate. And the thing about Trump is that he might break the system, and that might be a good thing based on what we see of the system.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I saw one of my favorite actors, Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he was on a French interview in a French TV station, and it was subtitled because they were speaking French. But he said basically about Trump, he said, I don't think the globalists will let him win because he's not under their control. And we have families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that are ruling things, and they won't allow Trump to win because he's not their puppet, is the effect of what he said. And I was like, wow, go get him, Jean-Claude.
It makes
me like you even more.
I know. I had no idea he was that aware. Of course, he had some problems, you know, sometime in his career. He got into drugs and things, but he seems to have rehabbed himself out, which is great. And he seems to be very conscious of those realities. I still have questions about that, even as the people, you know, are saying, let's pull a lever for Trump. What will the globalists do? Because he's not their guy. That's the one thing. No. Yeah, and as much as I'm not a socialist, I don't think Bernie Sanders is too linked in, but I think they can control him a little bit easier.
No, and you know, what happened this last weekend with the Chicago deal and Trump and all that, that was not Bernie Sanders. That was Hillary Clinton. Look, that is straight out of the Saul Alinsky playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe that, go read some of his writings. That was one of the Clinton's mentors. That's one of Barack Obama's mentors. And I guarantee you, that's not Bernie Sanders that's sending those people to disrupt the Trump rallies. It's Hillary Clinton.
You got that right. We're going to take a break. Be back with more Outside the Box discussions with Ty Bollinger, TMB. All the links are up in the show notes, including the cancertruth.net, where you can get Cancer Step Outside the Box as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner?
Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CMB, you're going to have to give me a, I don't know, some kind of seminar in Saul Alinsky or whatever the guy's name. A lot of people are going to go, what is Ty Bollinger talking about? Saul Alinsky School for Radicals or something? I mean, what's Hillary doing there, sending like thugs into the Trump rallies? What is it just about playing a Hegelian dialectic game, pretending?
It is.
How is it going?
It is. Yeah, and you know he's a socialist, and it is the Hegelian dialectic. It's you know how to how to take over a movement without people to know that you're taking it over. And that's exactly how you do it. It's straight from his playbook. He's written memoirs about how to co-opt different movements. Alinsky was a mentor of the Clintons, was a mentor of Obama. And so that's why, you know, when I started seeing what happened this last weekend with the Chicago, the craziness up there, and, you know, the thing that really disappointed me with the Republican candidates, not that I really liked any of them, but the way that they began to hop on the bandwagon and blame Trump. Well, look, it's not Trump's fault if there's a bunch of wackos that come to his rallies and try to impede on his freedom of speech and the freedom of speech that his followers have to come to listen to him. That's not what we're about. You know, freedom of speech means you let people talk. You don't come in and you don't co-opt their rally and then blame it on them. And that's one of the things that really disappointed me about Rubio and Cruz and even Kasich, Kasich didn't begin this way, but they all ended up blaming Trump for it. When reality is, those are not protesters. Those are disruptors. They are professional disruptors. They've been paid by certain groups like MoveOn.org to come in and disrupt the rally. I mean, can you imagine from the other side if there were Republican paid disruptors that went into Hillary's or Bernie's rallies and did the things that these people did at the Chicago rally? I mean, it would be all over the news that these mean-spirited Republicans kind of come in and co-opted the rally. But they took exactly the opposite position on what happened in Chicago. And so when I started seeing that, I started saying there is no way that Bernie Sanders is behind this, because that's not what he preaches. You know, one of the things that was really telling to me was that when the news people that were there on the scene, they tried to grab some of the protesters and they said, you know, why are you here? What are you protesting? And there were several of them that just said, I have no comment. I have no comment. Really?
Yeah.
If you're a protester, mm-hmm. you have no comment? No. You would just begin to spout off all the problems that you had with what Donald Trump has been saying. But no, that's not what happened. And that's what really began to get me thinking, what's really going on here? And then I started doing a little bit of digging, and it turns out the reality is the likelihood is that Hillary Clinton was behind that, not Trump. Not Bernie Sanders.
Right. And this is where you think outside the box. You begin to kind of connect the dots that the media is not connecting. And I think about those Republicans that they play a good game with their memes and their talk about personal responsibility, right?
Right.
And normally they would be saying, you know, it's the responsibility of the individual who misbehaves to misbehave. It's not Trump's fault, right, that they take it a certain way. Of course, in the leftist viewpoint of the world, you are only a reactionary. You can't think for yourself. You can't act on your own information. You only react to things that other people say. So if Trump says something that you deem to be outrageous and you act on it somehow, then it's not your fault. It's Trump's fault. And the Republicans, as you said, Cruz and who else was in there? Kasich and Rubio suddenly are playing a Democratic meme. Because the establishment, although Cruz wasn't really an establishment, but we said the links to establishment for Cruz are still sort of there because his wife worked for Goldman Sachs and is a member of the CFR. So there are concerns that I have for his candidacy being legit. He could be a subterfuge scenario. Go ahead.
Cruz is an ass clown. Let's just be frank. He's an ass clown. I don't know if I can say that on the
air. You just did, my friend.
That's my take on Cruz. But yeah, go back. Go back to what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just the links there, and as he said about Trump, some people still speculate that Trump is in it just to distract and then allow for Hillary Clinton to become president. I don't know. I mean, I'm not that deep into the scene, although I will suspect the way that they have reacted to Trump, the Republican establishment, tells me that they are more in a panic mode than ever before, and they're trying to establish, how do we stop this guy? And every time they attack him, it only strengthens Trump's position that, see what these insiders are doing? See what these people are doing?
Yeah.
But, you know, Hillary Clinton is as far inside as anybody. It's amazing to me that as much as the Democrats, we might criticize them, that they would even think that Hillary is actually a legitimate candidate for the people.
I know. It is really bizarre. It's kind of like the Jedi mind trick. I've come to the position that, you know, when you hear everybody saying, oh, yes, you know, on the Democratic side, we want Donald Trump to be the nominee. We will slaughter him. When you hear the Republicans saying, Donald Trump cannot beat Hillary Clinton, right? There's no way. I'm the only one that can beat Hillary Clinton. What do? We believe the opposite. And so what I'm beginning to believe is that both sides believe that Trump is their biggest nightmare. Trump is the biggest nightmare for the Republican establishment, and Trump is the biggest nightmare for the Democrats to try to, if they were going to try to, you know, get Hillary to beat any of the Republican nominees or potential nominees. I think Trump is the hardest one for her to beat. That's why they keep saying, we want him, we want him.
Right.
It's like the Jedi mind trick.
I agree. I think that as I've interviewed people on the street about this, it isn't that everybody is so for Trump, or even as we talked about before, they know what he's going to do, because he hasn't made his policy positions crystal clear, just generalities. But people are so fed up with the system, and rightfully so, you could be making many arguments for that, that as I've said, maybe because he seems to be going in to disrupt the system, people are just, they're just happy for that, because the status quo ain't working and hadn't been working, and any status quo candidate that's going to do status quo stuff, they don't, it's over, it's done.
And I think it's no better evidence than what happened this last weekend in Chicago, where you have four Republican, you know, potential nominees, even though there's only a couple of them that even have a chance, but there's four of them still in the race. And instead of sticking up for the principles of liberty and freedom of speech, which Rubio and Kasich and Cruz all claim to be in favor of, instead of sticking up for the right for people to say what they want and to defend that right to the death, what do? They blame Trump for the rallies, for the disruption at the rallies, instead of sticking up for the freedom of speech that everybody should be entitled to.
Yeah, marching orders, of course. Now, I've been disgusted with the political system as well for many years. In fact, I just wonder, what if Ron Paul in his prime were running in this election cycle? Now, sure. I don't know. Maybe he was too intellectual. He was too principled, because you had Rand Paul running on many of the basic principles that Ron was doing years ago, although obviously with his own slant on her language with it, and he didn't catch fire. So, I just wonder if the electorate is just not ready to jump all the way into a constitutional president, but just somebody that'll go in and break things, that's okay.
I think that's kind of where we're at, unfortunately. Because, I mean, my favorite candidate of the whole thing was Rand Paul. Not by any means anywhere close to his father, but I guess it's not maybe too fair to compare them. He's a different man.
Mm-hmm.
But he was definitely my favorite of anybody that was in the race. Now, when he dropped out, then you're left with the rest of the pack, and they're really, none of them are really constitutionalists. And none of them are really libertarian the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're left with the best of the rest, and, you know, of course, it's kind of clear that most people that I am a Trump supporter. Not that I agree with a lot of the things, but I think he actually loves the country, and I think he would disrupt the status quo, and I'm just fed up with the status quo.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're feeling and sensing, and a lot of people are there. Now, there is Gary Johnson running as a libertarian, although they haven't had their convention yet to decide. Will Jesse Ventura get in? I mean, we could have some interesting things still to come. But politics is fascinating, it's entertaining, it's engaging, it's enraging. I just, you know, try not, as I say, to be too attached to any one of these outcomes, and really focus on your connection to the source of all sources, right? At the end of the day, that's going to be much more important and powerful in your life. As much as government can disrupt that, we want to see who's going to minimize that disruption. In the meantime, we're going to continue to propose and push that concept as the human that we claim to be, that I claim to be, that you are, and that our listeners are, is superior to government in all ways and forms, and of course the states respectively too, superior to the federal government in terms of protecting that liberty. That's still something that is lost to most of the electorate, but I think that the more people suffer under oppressive government, the more they'll finally squeeze themselves out, or get squozen out of it.
I like it. Get squozen out.
Mm-hmm.
Get squeezed or get squozen.
Fresh squozen Americans. What are we going to do? So, again, there's a lot to say. If we look at the times that we're living in, they're very interesting. But as much as we will talk politics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's with the guy under the guise of political healing, right? Trying to bring principles back in, the healing principles here, and recognizing that sometimes the remedy is a little bit unusual. But if the same remedy is given and nothing is changing, sometimes you got to mix it up.
I think that there's a phenomenal amount of Americans right now that are just ready for some kind of a shakeup from what it's been for the last couple of decades. Because it's all the same. I mean, whether you're a supporter of the Obama or you love the Bush or whatever, it's all the same. Nothing really changed. I mean, it's just there's a lot of window dressing, and there's a lot of, you know, nominal issues that we can argue about. But the bottom line is nothing really changed over the last 20 years. And I think people are sick of it, and they want things to be shook up. And
right.
So let's shake it up.
Well, and the irony, too, about Trump is still part of the cult of personality. He's got quite a bombastic personality. We go back to Ron Paul. He was a very humble man, only spoke in terms of principle. He didn't attack people. He attacked policies, right? And so I guess, again, we're at that fed-up stage where we're ready to be politically incorrect, which we are. I don't have a problem with that. And I don't have a problem with people getting angry even and speaking in anger. Of course, it can be hurtful, but there are a lot more things that hurt worse, like $19, $20 trillion in debt that they're trying to throw on your kids and grandkids. That, to me, is much more hurtful than words somebody might say in the heat of a political battle.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at the future of your children going down the drain, that's the hurt that we're trying to stop, not this political correctness.
Mm-hmm. And the hurt of forced vaccination, the hurt of forced participation in the allopathic medical monopoly. I think Trump has that, at least some of the concepts. I don't know that he's been briefed on the things we know, but as we've said, certain things within his sphere of influence and the people who influence him, very aware of the dangers of vaccination, and probably I would not see would not be in character, even if you could claim he is authoritarian in some ways. He would not be one to say you have to get vaccinated or else.
Yeah, I think he wouldn't be. That doesn't seem to be his position. I think that from what I've seen regarding GMOs, he would be closer to our side of the fence on the GMOs as well. Definitely not on Cruz's side.
No. He eats organic at his house, I know. So, hey, stand by. We're going to take a break. We're going to be wrapping up outside the box here as we head to California. Maybe we're already there. Costa Mesa this weekend for the California Jam.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss a show, available now on SoundCloud, as well as, of course, the archives at GCN or Syndicator. And then again, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and podcast with Epic Times. And, of course, across the pond, our friends, hi, how y'all doing in United Kingdom on UKHealthRadio.com. Thanks for being here. TMB, once again, we're on our way to Costa Mesa. There is an incredible lineup of speakers. I'm just looking at the schedule right now. You don't have it in front of you, but one of the guys I'm really looking forward to meeting, I've had him on a few times now, Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist.
Yeah. I think it was someone in North Carolina
mm-hmm.
that is potentially facing criminal charges for recommending the paleo diet.
Well, I don't know if this is the same guy that we've interviewed a number of times. Is it a new one, or is it the same old one with what's the guy's name? The diabetes warrior, I think he was.
Yeah, diabetes warrior. Okay, yeah. Maybe it's an older story, but yeah, I was just reading an article this week about that guy in North Carolina.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We've had him on a few times over the years, and he doesn't back down. Also, Daniel Pompa, he's going to be on Saturday afternoon. I don't know if you talked with him yet. He's a doctor of chiropractic, but he's one of those brilliant guys on vaccination that could be worth interviewing.
I haven't. No, but I definitely need to while I'm out there.
Yeah, he's definitely an egghead. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. He's terrific. Of course, Joseph Mercola will be on Saturday morning before us, along with his lovely, prettier half, Aaron Elizabeth, and Simon Floriani, he was interesting, all the way from Australia, and then David Kennedy, DDSC. I didn't know he was going to go to CalJams until we were hanging out at IAOMT, and it was so funny. We called up Billy D, and I'm chatting with him while David Kennedy's on the line, and this guy's a powerhouse in terms of mercury and fluoride issues. And yeah. Billy didn't even know it was me. He was like, who am I talking to with David? It's Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell, what are you doing there? Right? So he's like, everybody knows everybody. And then we're up in the afternoon, after we're up, Andrew Wakefield's going to be coming up, so we'll definitely be able to see him on Saturday.
Cool. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a wild and crazy weekend.
Yeah, two wild and crazy guys.
Crazy guy.
Right. Come and get the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal when we're out there together, and looking forward to seeing that. Sherry Tenpenny will be there. Of course, Billy D will be cranking it up, and then there's an after party. I don't know if I'll be – I guess we'll still be awake, but, man, the East Coast, West Coast time zone messes me up. I'm going to be probably sleeping by 10 p.m. Pacific time.
I mean, yeah, there's no way I'm be doing after parties, man. That's not – Yeah, the time zone change is just brutal.
It's not our style, but at least we're not allergic to standing up, my friend.
That's, what, is someone allergic to standing up?
Well, according to this article on Fox News, a woman in Australia, she's 20 years old, she says her condition causes her body to have an allergic reaction to standing up. I've never heard of this. They have a fancy name, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS.
Do they have a drug to treat it, or what's the deal?
Evidently, she is on some medication for her cardiovascular things. Tachycardia is a very rapid heart rate, and I've had that. I had a preatrial tachycardia when I was in college and swimming. Of course, it was before I was living a healthier lifestyle. But to stand up, I've heard of orthostatic blood pressure issues where you stand up and you pass out because your blood pressure doesn't catch up to get the blood flowing upwards to your brain. But I've never heard it called an allergy before.
I'm not familiar with that condition at all.
Yeah, I wonder.
I'm thankful I don't have it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm wondering if pot will help her with POTS.
You know, it might. It might make her. It might make things run just a little bit smoother.
Mm-hmm. The doctors evidently diagnosed her with endometriosis. Except it was a misdiagnosis, and I don't know how you confuse a gynecological condition for an allergy to standing up. I guess only doctors could explain that one.
I don't even know how you'd begin to get the relationship, but yeah, maybe doctors could understand that better.
But she is messed up because they say she has gastroparesis, and she uses a feeding tube because her body is unable to discard food normally. So this is not just one thing. I think this whole idea of her having an allergy to standing up is really based in what they've just identified here in this article about gastrointestinal dysfunction.
It may be. She may be extremely dysbiotic as well.
So I know if you're listening in Australia, come to the Cal Jam. I'll tell you how to heal your gut. I promise.
I know you're going to. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna have to heckle you during your lecture, RSV.
Only if I can heckle you during yours.
Well, you can.
Listen, we're going to be hanging out together a lot this weekend, and I'm just so thrilled about it. I hope y'all will come out and join us and see us there. But in the meantime, we've got one more message for you. TMB, what is it?
Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.